Women in Islam. Before the birth of Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi wa sallam, women of Arabia were treated in a cruel way. Every woman, newborn girl, mother or wife, was considered inferior to men. There was no respect for women in Arabia before Islam. Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi wa sallam put an end to all of it and improved the status of women. Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "The best of you are those who are best to their women." Women now hold a noble position in Islam. Both men and women will be judged equally on account of their good and bad deeds. Men can support women in daily activities of life and appreciate them for the work they do. Qualities like honesty and patience are demanded from both men and women. Education of women is of great importance. Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam emphasized on the importance of education for women. He encouraged them to gain knowledge about the world. Without education, we would not make good decisions in life. Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam encouraged Hazrat Aisha and his other wives to accompany him on his various journeys. This helped Hazrat Aisha in passing on his life experience. She was a valuable source of knowledge. Other women had also taken part in practical matters during the life of Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. One such woman was the noble Hazrat Khadija, who was a successful businesswoman. Hazrat Fatma, who was the daughter of Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, helped the wounded in battle. Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam never hit a woman. He warned those who treat badly. He advised us to be kind and gentle, especially with family members. He was helpful at home as he did his work with his own hands and helped his wives as well.